Now, I would love to kick off with a question. How would you know if someone is good at something? If I had to tell you, Elsa is a very good reader, would you believe me? If I told you, Sammy is a good football player, would that be true? Or if I had to tell you, Maya is a very good dancer, is that true? How would we know that that is true? How would you know that those people are good at those things unless you've seen it for yourself? We only know someone can do something when we see them do it. Just talking about it doesn't show us what someone can do. We have to see them doing it. Now, I've got a question for you. How would others know that you love someone? How would others know that you love someone? Now, I'm going to give us 30 seconds just to turn to someone next to you and tell them, how would others know that you love someone? Go for it. To love and to want to be loved is part of how God made us. And our Bible passage today comes just after Judas left the other disciples at the Last Supper, and he went on to betray Jesus. And so it's in that moment after that, that Jesus speaks these words to his disciples. Love one another as I have loved you. A command for the disciples to love one another. Why? So the world can see what the love of Christ looks like in action. And a command that stays true for us today as well. Love other followers of Jesus in a way that the world can see what the love of Jesus looks like in action. Now note, what Jesus said wasn't just a suggestion. It wasn't just a good idea, good advice, a good option amongst many other options. Jesus is commanding them to love one another as I have loved you. Now, what does that look like? What does it look like when we love one another? Well, let's look at how Jesus loved his disciples, and we might be able to work out how we should love each other. Now, I'm going to need a couple of children's help here, because I know you quite like hunting and finding things. Around the church, I've hidden red colored hearts. They're all stuck up against the wall. Do you think you can go and find them and bring them to me, please? Excellent. Once you found it, you could bring it to me. Thank you, Theo. Actually, could I have the blue tack? Okay, do you mind bringing it for me, please, Theo? If you could give it to me with the blue tack, that would be incredibly helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're going to look at these individually. Actually, if you brought me a heart, why don't you come and join me on this stage? Because I'm going to get you to put it up somewhere. So I think that was Theo. Joel, you gave me a heart. If you want to, you can come and join me. And we're going to look at what each of the hearts said on the back of them. How did Jesus love his disciples? Well, firstly, let's stick it on the cross. Time. Jesus loved spending time with his disciples. Could we have the first slide? How do we know this? Because in Mark 3, when Jesus called his disciples, Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to them, those that he wanted. And they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Jesus didn't just call the disciples and let them figure out things all on their own. No, no, no. He said, be with me. Spend time with me. Yes, it should be on there. I think, so you guys don't have to worry about standing around too long. And stick a heart on the cross, one for you. We still got some blue tag. Where's that blue tag gone? Keith, do you mind bringing me some extra blue tack, please? It was definitely attached with blue tack to the places, but it's disappeared in the meantime. I'll give you one, and then when we have the blue tack, you can stick it up on the cross. Have you done yours already, Theo? Oh, sorry. There we go. Excellent. Who stuck up the time? Okay. Thank you, Keith. Okay, go and stick up, and we'll look at them each individually. Stick him up on the cross. So firstly, Jesus loved his disciples by spending time with him. Secondly, Jesus was incredibly patient with his disciples. He bared patiently with their struggles, with their stumbles, and their silly responses. His love for them was incredibly patient. Here's just one example of where an argument started amongst the disciples as to who would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child, had him stand beside him, and then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, for it is the one who is least among you all, who is the greatest." When the disciples became competitive and argumentative, Jesus didn't burst out in anger towards them. His response was loving and patient. Thirdly, Jesus loved his disciples by serving them in humility. And one of those amazing examples was when he washed their feet. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Next, Jesus also loved his disciples by speaking the truth in love. Even when it was hard to grasp, or it might be offensive to their sensibilities. The next slide gives us a good example of just one amongst many things that Jesus said. "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." The truth spoken in love. Jesus also loved his disciples by praying for them consistently. In fact, the entire last chapter of John's gospel is devoted to Jesus praying for his disciples. I think there's a next slide. "I pray for them." Jesus is talking to the Father. "I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. Two more ways that Jesus loved his disciples was by listening to them. And Jesus listened in a way that communicated compassion and care. And I found it interesting that often when people asked Jesus questions, he didn't just give them an answer. He often replied with a question. Apparently, there are more questions that Jesus asked in response to questions than answers that he actually gave. So Jesus knew how to listen well and to draw out what is really going on. And then lastly, ultimately, Jesus loved his disciples by sacrificing himself in their place to bear the judgment of sin so they could live forever, so they could have eternal life. Forgiveness is key to loving others. So there we go. Just a quick wrap up. Jesus loved his disciples by being patient with them, speaking the truth in love, serving in humility, forgiving, praying for them, spending time, and listening. Loving, well, I'm sure you would all agree. Loving those with whom we agree or partially agree, that's easy. But loving those with whom we disagree, it's much harder. And who I'm going to put into the category of less loving. And loving other followers of Jesus as he would have loved them is really hard. I know that I struggle with that. But we don't simply love others just because Jesus told us to do it. We love by the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. We cannot do it in our own strength. It is only by his power in us that we can overcome selfishness, prejudice, bitterness, hatred, or dislike of others. But what if we fail? What if I try to love someone in my own strength and it just backfires? Does it mean that I don't love Jesus? Or does it mean that he doesn't love me? No. God loves me enough to say, try again. Try again. And again. And again. And again. How would people know that we love Jesus? When we love one another. Now, to end, I would love for us to do something to show that love. And in the Church of England, and in this church, we like to share the peace with each other, especially when there's a communion service. We come and share the peace with each other, either by shaking a hand or giving a hug or just saying, "The peace of the Lord be with you." Today, I would love for us, as a sign of our love for each other, to share one of three things, something that you feel comfortable to do. You could either turn to someone and give them a hug, or you could give them a high five, or if you want to keep your distance, you could just sign the cross over each other and say, "Jesus loves you, and so do I." Let's do that for each other.